This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You know, we have a poo-poo problem at our house or in our neighborhood. We have a big poo-poo problem. You know, I'm looking at this story about the geese. You guys heard about this in New York? Apparently, residents in the Long Island Vision of Brightwaters are, I guess, divided. Hopefully not like Civil War type divided, about what to do about droppings from Canadian geese. I'm sure it could get pretty ugly over poo-poo. There's a mayor, Mayor John Baldini, says village officials, yeah, it's a Long Island village. Yeah, I didn't know we still have little villages. I like the idea of village. You know, yeah, I live in the village, you know. Kind of like, you know, New York does that. They're like, I live on the island. I live in the city. I live in the village. They could do that. They're New Yorkers. They could do whatever. No one's going to mess with them. I'm not going to... You say you want to live in a village. We're talking remote. You know, fine. If that's... fine. I'm with you. And I mean, I guess Long Island is an island and it's long. So they're not going to say, I live on Long Island, like I live on the island. Well, there's also Staten Island. There's Ellis Island. But I guess we're talking about Long Island. I get it. So anyway, Mayor John Baldini said village officials have received complaints about calling their city a village, about excessive amounts of goose droppings on residential streets, but also concerns from residents who want to protect the birds. Yeah, you know, I find that very fascinating that we are humans. And we love animals, yet when it comes to poo-poo, we want the sucker killed. I mean, have you guys ever, you know, do you ever, you get mad. There's poo-poo on my car. I wish that bird didn't exist. I have a dog, he's old, and he is going poo-poo in the house all the time. I don't understand why old animals have to potty all over the house. I mean... He's lived in our house for years. He understands the bark to go outside. Yeah, you know, he goes bark, and then I go, do you have to go poo-poo? And then he goes, woof! Like, okay, let's go poo-poo! Yay, Diane, let's go poo-poo! Then I do a song. Then I open the door. Then he does his poo-poo. Then he comes back, and he barks to be let back in. Woof! And I go, did you go poo-poo? And he goes, yeah, da-da-da. Then I do the happy dance, and he went poo-poo outside. Then I bring him back in. I mean, we've been doing this for years. All of a sudden, he gets old, and he forgets how to go poo-poo, really? Yet, no, it's not dementia, and he's not sick. No, because I tell you what, if I whisper the word treat, right, for doggy treat or a piece of steak, and I go, treat. This dog will be in full gallop across the house, in position, standing at attention, exactly where he's supposed to be. Yet when it comes to poo-poo, he plays dumb, really, really. Yeah, and I've even caught myself going, you know, when do we put him down? I don't want to put the dog down, but he's obviously very old. He obviously, you know, is not comfortable. And enough to walk. He probably doesn't like to walk. I've asked the vet, you know, do we have like a wheelchair type thing for him? You know, what do we do? You know, he's like, here, you can give him these, but they're not really painkillers, which is a story I got to bring up. Apparently, this is really sick. We got people out there hurting their pets to get painkillers. I got to tell you guys about that after the break. That's some scary stuff. But anyway, so we love this dog, and the dog could probably go on for another few years. But we have to lift a poo-poo-covered tushy out of the house. It's you know. But I got to tell you, man, treat full gallop. So, dog's healthy. I'm not ready to put him down, but I don't know what to do about the poo-poo. But I am going to admit that I do not like the animal after he does poo-poo. Poo-poo house, that is. Poo-poo house. So, anyway, Let's see what these geese are doing. Valdini said there's very separate camps people are in. I'm trying to get the best of both sides by getting informed because geese, looks like, can create up to 3 pounds of fecal matter a day. Have you guys ever weighed how much fecal matter you guys do? Lord have mercy. I would probably say kilos. I mean, I'd be surprised, especially after you eat at the buffet. Brightwater's resident Peter Ressing told Newsday that his house and boat get covered by droppings and that he was concerned about the possible transmission of disease. He says you can't step out without stepping on fecal matter. It is a problem and something needs to be done. Now another, you guys are New Yorkers, you got this. Another Brightwater's resident, Jonathan Landon, said the geese were part of the area habitat that needs to be protected. He said we cannot really make any sort of decisions based on one aberrant year in which we had many successful breeding pairs. So is that what they do? I don't know much. Any of you geeseologists out there, do geese breed and then potty? Or are they saying they've had successful geese breeding, so now there's all these baby geese going poo-poo? I don't know. So Canadian geese are legally protected at federal and state levels because they're Canadian. You know, we don't want to mess with the Canadians. Yeah, I know everybody thinks Canadians are nice, but honestly, think about it. Canadians, they have the upper footing, right? They're north of us. You don't want to mess with the Canadians because all they have to do is go down. Yet Americans, if we ever had to fight Canadians, we'd have to go up, and then there's like a Niagara Falls in the middle of it all. I don't think it's that easy. Again, if these geese are coming from Canada and they're pooping all over us, okay, as long as Trump doesn't get any wind, right, about it, I think we're going to, like, let it slide. Because, you know, they're the Canadians. And I don't have any geese poop where I live, you know. So, according to Kelly Hamilton, she says this is not a problem specific to the village of Brightwaters. Uh-oh. So that means I could be affected by geese poop? What is generally suggested tactics for homeowners is to try to alleviate the problem on their own property. So what are they talking about, BB guns? We have super soakers. So what we do to get rid of the pigeons is we'll take our super soaker and we'll spray above the pool and it kind of splatters all over the place. And then the birds are like, okay, there's too much water over there. We're going to go bye-bye. So that's what we do. We have super soakers. I don't like to spray the super soaker at the bird because I don't know what to do with the bird that drops and dies. I don't like to hunt bird. But there's a lot of things you can do, I guess. Okay, but remember, please don't mess with the Canadians. Otherwise, we don't get anywhere Canada Dry or maple syrup. 1-877-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mandy, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Well, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So our hearts and prayers are with Aretha Franklin. We are being told that she is gravely ill. The Queen of Soul is 76 years old and has been allegedly battling cancer. The family and friends in her circle have been warned to prepare themselves, according to TMZ, because she is, quote-unquote, dying, down to 86 pounds. And the multi-Grammy Award winner, I mean, we have been, touched by her for decades. And there had been a lot of rumors about her having cancer before, and, you know, she shot those down, and I mean, she has so much spunk, and, you know, she would not let the media mess with her, and I was so impressed by that. You know, she demanded respect, and she got it. And so when it came to, you know, people saying, oh, she had pancreatic cancer, she's like, where did they get that? So, but it has been disclosed that it is cancer, especially with the significant amount of weight loss that unfortunately she has endured. And so we're praying for her, and we hope she can overcome. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, we need to talk about this. You know, ladies, we can't have it both ways. And I think we need to, this is probably not going to be a very, very popular subject, but I think there's some things that need to be said here, okay? Apparently, there's a mom being reported in the news who was breastfeeding her four-year-old. And people called it gross and disturbing. And I guess people are being breastfed shamed. And I don't have a problem with people breastfeeding until they're four or five. I mean, that's kind of how it used to be done in caveman days. You know, that's how children would get their milk, et cetera. And so I urge women to breastfeed. I urge kids to breastfeed. If they are not getting certain nutrients, you know, yes, we will see in, you know, multiple regions of the world that kids will still breastfeed even when they're older. But, you know, we find, you know, after a couple years old, you know, if they're imbibing the vitamins and the necessary nutrients they need, you know, they don't necessarily have to be breastfeeding after that age. But if moms want to do it, I'm fine with it. But that's not the topic I want to bring up. What I want to bring up is this whole idea of feeling shamed when you feed your kids and you breastfeed them, okay? And this is why I think women need to be careful about trying to have it both ways. Women don't like it when guys are like, oh, gosh, gross, you're breastfeeding, okay? They're saying that because we mandated it as such. When a man sees a woman whose breast is out there in the open and he doesn't want to look like he's ugly, to appear that he is not anywhere near there, okay, yes, they're going to make a comment so that it protects them. I don't blame a guy for saying that. I don't blame a guy for saying, oh, no, you're breastfeeding. Really, do you have to do that here? Because if he says that, that pretty much protects him from anybody accusing him of ugly you or being a creep or whatever. And so guys would much rather, if they're caught between, you know, a rock and a hard place, go the jerk route than the being accused of being creepy route. So when I hear a man go, oh, no, she's breastfeeding, that to me is it's a protective mechanism, and I don't mind it. Because I think majority of the time, you know, it's not that he is anti-breastfeeding. What I think he's anti is men being accused of being creepy when they're not. Now, watching breastfeeding, does that gross people out? It does. It does. And again, women, this is, you can't play it both ways. You can't expect your husband to want to watch you breastfeeding his baby when just a day before he was using your breasts as toys, okay? When a man sees somebody breastfeed a baby, he feels kind of guilty for what he's done with breasts. And so it isn't something that guys want to watch. Yeah, when I would, you know, feed my kids, I'm like, oh, do you want to stay with me? He's like, my husband's like, no, it's okay, I'm out of here. It's fine. Do what you got to do. And I understood it. I got it. It's because, he's like, no, you know, I look at your breasts as something different. Or maybe he just didn't want to look at my shoes anymore. I don't know, all right? So, you know, I get very frustrated at women being hypocritical. Now, this particular woman, no, she wants to breastfeed her kid. Kid's 4 years old. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. And if she wants to do it in public, okay, that's fine too. Women who want to breastfeed in public, that's fine. But You cannot then be the same woman that goes, oh, he's looking at me. You either keep them covered or you don't. And if you don't complain. You see what I mean? I was really fed up with the whole ogling thing and guys grabbing my boobs or whatever. So I just chose when it was breastfeeding to be more private about it. Now, I'm not saying everybody should. You got to feed your kid, you feed your kid. Your kid comes first. If you're in the middle of a movie theater, if you're in the middle of a store, you feed your kid. The kid needs to eat, the kid needs to eat. But, you know, if you can, you know, not force people to fall all over each other to try not to look, you know, like having one of those, like I had those little capes. Those capes are great. I was able to breastfeed in class. We were doing morning reports. I was able to have the baby there, breastfeed. The only problem is you made sounds. We talked about this. I hate the sounds that babies make. Like, sorry, didn't mean for that to be loud, because I know that just put people on edge. But nobody had to look at it, you know? So anybody, and then people could look and talk to me without feeling like, oh my gosh, you're going to be accused of looking at her breasts. No, because it was covered. It was this cape, the baby was fine, the baby was breathing, baby ate, morning report was done, everybody was happy, we were good. So, what's then the best way to handle it? You know, should we have breastfeeding rooms? Well, apparently, I think under the Obamacare law, all medical offices or any office has to have an area where a woman could go and breastfeed in privacy. Yes, that I think costs extra money for the employer and square footage, etc. But I think that solves a lot of problems. She gets privacy. She gets, because a baby doesn't want to eat in the middle of Grand Central Station. The baby wants a quiet time. You know? He's feeding. Let him have his quiet time. So I like the idea of it being in private. I don't like the idea of a woman having to do it in the bathroom. I can't stand that, because me, if I have to use a potty and there's only two bathrooms and a woman is sitting there for 15, 20 minutes and the other one's breastfeeding, all right, where do I go potty? So I don't think breastfeeding should be done in the ladies' bathroom if there's another place that we could offer it. So I think that's where we have to go. This way, somebody doesn't have to be in public. Guys don't have to feel like they're being, you know, accused. Baby gets quiet time. And I guess that's how we have to solve it. It just kind of blows my mind that here we are in the year 2018, and we don't have this down yet. Really? I mean, we've been breastfeeding since the dawn of time. And we're still having issues. There's still controversy. It makes no sense. So, breast milk. You know, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that breastfeeding for about the 6 months of the baby's life, first 6 months, then followed in combination with the introduction of complementary foods until at least 12 months of age. And then, they say, continue breastfeeding for as long as mutually desired by mother and baby. So what that means is a baby is, you know, trying to get ready for high school. And, yeah, like my son, you know, went to school today. And he does not want to be breastfed. That means, that means you don't force it. But if baby still wants it, and if mom still wants to do it and they're good, and the kid's five, the American Academy of Pediatrics is fine with that. Is it too much? Is it hurting the baby? This is my thing in terms of them already being 5-6 years old. One is, a 5-6-year-old needs to learn where to get their nutrients. Mom is not always going to be around. So they do need to learn. It's about vegetables, it's about fruit, it's about grains, you need to get that. The other thing, too, is where there could be risk is if mom drinks. What if mom didn't eat healthy? You know, is that going to, you know, the breast milk is so valuable in the early stages of life because of all the antibodies. But then baby needs to start making his own antibodies. You know, baby needs to figure out his own diet. Baby cannot always rely on mom. So, that's something to think about when we older breastfeed our baby. And again, high school, it's really hard to get the girl if, you know, you're breastfeeding still. 1-877-DOLLY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
USA Radio News.
Peter Strzok, the FBI agent who came under criticism for a series of anti-Trump tweets and text messages that he sent during the 2016 presidential campaign, was fired on Friday. That's at least according to his attorney. California Congressman Daryl Issa said this was long overdue, but it takes forever to fire a government employee.
Well, the process of getting rid of anyone in federal government other than political appointees is long and laborious. They're usually covered by one or even two different protections, the Civil Service Act and unions.
Investigators are beginning to look at some of the information off the Horizon airplane that was stolen by an airline employee Friday in Seattle, Washington. Jeff Price is an airline expert. He explains how someone could even steal an airplane.
It could be very easy for somebody to, with an airline employee badge, to slip in unnoticed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I mean, okay, I just want to talk a little bit about politics. So, you guys have seen what's been going on with this whole Omarosa thing. Okay, Omarosa, I don't know much about. Except, I remember watching that episode on The Apprentice. And Omarosa was very, very smart. Very creative. Very bright. Very intelligent. But there was always drama. Now, when I watched it, I was like, okay, wait a second. She knows the show. She wants to be a star. So either A, she is the, you know, drama, you know, bad guy that they were trying to make her out to be on the show, or B, she is brilliant when it comes to, you know, PR, and she is trying to make a name for herself because she's got the bug. Okay? Either way, that doesn't bode well as a future employee. So when Donald Trump hired Omarosa, my first thought was, I didn't know they were friends, and maybe this is a PR stunt, because she's either full of drama, like she portrayed on the show, and you don't need drama in the White House, you know, you have a commander-in-chief, you need people to follow form, trust me, they don't want any more drama, right? Or B, it's a PR stunt, where there's going to be antics between the two, and that's going to be a distraction and allow Trump to get the work he wants to get done. Because I told you, these tweets that Donald Trump is doing, I wouldn't put it past him if it is a strategy. I don't think he just tweets inappropriately, willy-nilly, and nobody sits there and goes, oh, somebody take Donald Trump's phone away. I think he has certain tweets that he drops for the media sharks to go after. This way, he can get some other work done, and it doesn't get ridiculed in the media. So, no surprise here, Omarosa gets fired. All right, so she gets fired. All right, so, is this all part of the plan? But then we're being told that she was audio taping phone calls. She taped calls with Trump. She taped calls, I believe, with Kelly, John Kelly. She was fired by the White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly, and I guess there was an audio recording. And so we start to go either A, this whole, you know, White House thing is really kind of losing their grip, or again, is this all a PR stunt? So we have another tweet from Trump calling her Wacky Omarosa. He goes, Wacky Omarosa got fired 3 times on The Apprentice, now got fired for the last time. She never made it, never will. He said she begged me for a job, tears in her eyes, and said, okay. People in the White House hated her. She was vicious, but not smart. Trump suggested most of the drama that followed Omarosa went on underneath the Oval Office's high-powered radar. He said, I would rarely see her, but heard real bad things. Nasty to people, would constantly miss meetings and work. Ultimately, the president said, he considered Omarosa a booster and wanted her to stay in the job conducting outreach to black communities. Apparently, John Kelly had objected. General Kelly came on board and he told me she was a loser and nothing but problems. I told her to try working it out if possible because she only said great things about me until she got fired. So, for those of you who are managers and who are employers, you really need to look at the personality of somebody you're hiring. And I got to tell you, we talk a lot about work and work relationships and people who are bad apples or drama kings or drama queens or whatever. And in order for you to do a good interview and pick the right person for the job, sometimes it is not about their actual skill, but it's about their personality. Now, I don't know what the White House is like, but I've worked in other places where people are going to be jealous of you. People are going to gun for you. People are going to be threatened by you. And so people will try to, you know, ruin your job. It happens. And we've talked about how not to be a threat, but sometimes you're just going to be a threat. You know, if you're good looking, if you have a way with people, if you do a good job, if you do a job and you don't blow things off and play solitaire at your desk, you're not going to please everybody. Somebody's going to gun for you. And you have to hope that whoever is on top, whoever is the leader, identifies, okay, this isn't somebody who's lazy. Now, what do you need as a boss? Well, you need a few things. One is you need somebody who's not lazy. You need somebody that can bust their butt, okay? Then Omarosa, she looked like she wasn't lazy. Two, you need somebody that you could trust, that you don't think is going to sit there and try to audio tape your conversations or is going to, you know, tell your boss lies about you. That's tough. Or tell others lies. And if you pick up on that, I don't care how good an analyst they are, how good they are in marketing, how good they are in outreach, no. Then you have some people that just like fights. They just like picking fights. And they thrive on that. That's their caffeine in the morning. So you need to do a good reference. A reference check. Now, getting reference checks are tricky. So you'd think it's that easy. You could just call a previous employer and go, what was it like to work with him or what was it like to work with her? The problem is if they're paying her unemployment or his unemployment, they may be very quick to say, hire him. I told you I had a nurse. And she had phenomenal references. And she, within weeks, was stealing the Valium out of the stat kit, always trying to order narcotics in our office. And I'm like, I don't get this. Why did you get good references? Well, I remember one of the references I called and one the manager called. And one of the references I called, I said, hi, you know, I have a nurse that's been asking for a job. I need a reference. Can I speak to your manager? And the person goes, can you hold on? So I hold on. She comes back and says, hire her. You will love her. Hire her. I go, well, you know, can I talk to so-and-so? No. That's what he said. He said to tell you to hire her. She is awesome. I'm like, okay. And I heard the man in the background say she should hire her. Well, that's because they're paying her unemployment. So, you could really be stuck. Now, the big problem a lot of companies have is they have somebody that's toxic. Okay, where they're lazy and they frustrate other people and then their laziness spreads like a virus or they're passive aggressive or they don't do their job or you do a job and then they take your job and they change everything you've done. So you've done all this work for nothing. There's so much BS that happens. You need to get rid of that person early. Because don't think, oh, wait a second, they're going to make a lot of noise and they're going to have us. Because the longer you keep that person, the more they have on you. If you don't trust that person, there's a chance they're audio taping the whole time. And, you know, keep in mind, there is always that potential for you to be taped. Always. You know, I have patients come in and they even ask, do you mind if I tape this so my husband or wife could hear? I'm like, sure. I didn't mind getting taped. Now, for many medical providers, that's a nail in the coffin. When it comes to lawsuit, you see, you said this. You see, I have nothing to hide. Go ahead. Tape me. I don't care. You know? So what? I cuss. I say you need to lose weight. I was like, what? You didn't take your blood pressure medicine? What? That's how I talk. Really? There's no surprise there. But, you know, I don't think Donald Trump is that dumb. You know, to hire a drama queen, unless this is all for PR. It'll be interesting to see. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a few months ago, there was a survey, and veterinarians had found they saw an increase in pet owners claiming their pet was injured so they could get pet medicine. And in some rare cases, they felt that the owners were actually hurting their pet to get the pain medications. Colorado veterinarians tell Denver 7 that they are recognizing signs of abuse in pet owners who bring in their injured dogs and cats. They say it probably happens more than we think, according to Dr. Kevin Fitzgerald. They say patients are faking that their pet is injured. He says, I know of two cases where we really knew it was happening. He said he could pick up on red flags of pet owners who may be seeking drugs for themselves rather than relief for their animals. They come in if you've never seen them before. They know the names of the drugs that they want. Oftentimes they want to know the amount, a large amount, more than you would use. Okay, because, I mean, a pet is what? Like, I have a 10-pound cat, I think. Yeah, he's got big tushy. Yeah, it's got big tushies. Hey, Shakeaboo. Shakeaboo's got big tushies. 10 pounds. It's okay. Oh, he grumpy. Don't say he's got big tushies because he's grumpy. Anyway. He's probably less than 10 pounds. Starting to get older, so he's, you know, losing some cartilage. So, you know, my guess is that he maybe lose a little bit of weight, but boy, does he eat. Anyway. So, these are people that come in. You've never seen them before. And then, you know, they're asking for something for a 180-pound man. Yeah, you know, if their pet is 10, 50, really? Dr. Kathy Brown, my guess is they'll probably bring in a big dog. Say, okay, well, I need this medicine for the big dog. But usually the type of pain medicines vets give are anti-inflammatories. They're not really narcotics. Dr. Kathy Brown says she's also seen people bring their pets in, claiming the animal's in pain with no evidence of a real problem. Dr. Brown owns Brentwood Animal Hospital on Federal Boulevard in Denver. She says if you're addicted, you don't care what you have to do to get it. Dr. Brown says she is now reluctant to prescribe pain patches to pets after hearing about addicts stealing them to get a fix. She goes, I know of more than one case where they jump over the fence and rip it off the animal and take it for themselves. The one woman in Kentucky admitted to police in 2012 that she intentionally cut her dog multiple times to get the opioid tramadol. Is that sick? Oh, my gosh. She cut her dog so she could get the opioid tramadol. She goes, I feel like a complete and total blank for doing that. Her name was Heather Pereira, she said during an interview with the police, according to the DenverChannel.com. A suspicious veterinarian turned her in. Good. She was convicted of a felony for attempting to obtain a controlled substance by fraud, false statement, and a misdemeanor. Oh, my gosh, that's only a misdemeanor. It should be felony charge. But they say it was a misdemeanor charge of misdemeanor torture of a dog or cat. I'm sorry, you lay a blade to your animal, felony. That really ticks me off. She was released on parole after serving a 3-month sentence. Then she spent 10 more months in prison for violating her parole. In Oregon, they say police arrested Natalia and Irina Korotiv in 2016 after finding puppies living in terrible conditions, and inside the home, they found thousands of tramadol pills. Investigators believe the suspects used the animals to get the powerful medication. Tramadol is a Schedule 4. It's an opioid agonist, so it takes the shape of an opioid. It hits the receptor of the brain, similar to opioids, so you get the same feeling. But you could still become addicted to it. So, in Colorado, veterinarians can access the state prescription database to see if a pet's owner has been busted for abuse of controlled substances. Now, I am against anybody messing with animals. I am against anybody taking medications from their animals. I'm against anybody hurting their animals for medications, but we do need to talk about some things honestly here. Veterinarians can access a state prescription database to see if a pet's owner has been busted for abuse of controlled substances. Now, to me, on the outset, that sounds good, right? On the outset, it's like, okay, good. So we can then tell if this is somebody who's a bad guy, bad girl, who's going to be, you know, hurting the pet or taking away medications and the treatment. But then on the other hand, a state prescription database is private. So if I, let's say, needed some Ambien for a long-distance trip, my veterinarian can access that. Keep in mind, people, that your prescriptions are not private, especially if they're controlled substances. If you need a pain pill, if you need hormones or controlled substances, those things could show up on these state prescription databases. So one thing that may be a concern that we have to be careful, you know, there's always, unfortunately, two sides to everything, is let's say you just had surgery, and it was a pretty bad surgery, you know, hip replacement, you know, heart replacement, whatever. And so you were given pain medications and a sleeping aid. Now your dog's sick, and your dog needs help. And so you take them to the vet, and the vet looks you up on the state prescription database, sees that you're on pain medications, and goes, nah, I'm not giving it to your dog. And you're like, well, wait a second, don't hurt my dog, don't, you know, make my dog suffer, because I just had surgery. There's going to be a lot of explaining to do. Now, whenever my cats, you know, had to have their, spading or neutering or whatever, they were only given anti-inflammatories, and they did fine. The animals did fine. They did not need narcotics. But mind you, there are cases where animals do get run over by a car or something, and they will need something for pain. And so if you have a pain medication history, they may not get that. So we need to have a better plan on how to do this. What should come first is the pet. So how do you make sure the pet gets that medication? I know one thing a veterinarian office could do is say, have them come in and we'll do a once a day shot, where we give the pet, that is one way we could do it. But most pain medications, they need something at night. You know, that may not work. So a pharmacy employee at Dr. Fitzgerald's office said that she didn't realize a pet owner may have simply been seeking drugs for himself until she moved from another office and recognized a common customer. The guy would call every 2 weeks on the dot, asking for a refill, and it was a red flag. Then I accepted a job here, and I saw the same client coming here to the pharmacy to pick up Tramadol. I looked at his chart, and I could see for the past year he's been getting Tramadol filled here, too. So, the next question is, if you are a patient, if you are a person that needs medications, and you're listening to this going, okay, well, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, look, when I run out of my medication, I call my doctor. I try to call my doctor on the dot regularly so I don't run out. How do I not get red flagged? Because I really do have a pain medicine, a pain issue. So we've talked about this on the show, and we'll talk about it again. But if you are a person that is in chronic pain and you get pain medications, you are being red flagged when you're innocent. You're just in pain and you need your pain medications. And so there's a way to approach that with your doctor's office that keeps changing doctors all the time. You know, you, one, have your medical records. Two, you have listed what you've done. Three, you show an interest in not so much the pain medication, but dealing with the pain. But you tell them, look, but I have tried this and this has failed, and here's my medical record showing it's failed. And I feel bad for these people having to do the same story over and over again. You know, people say, well, you know, quote unquote, narcotic seekers, they lie. They'll put that they're allergic to ibuprofen. Well, can you blame them? Always being given ibuprofen every time they see a new doctor when they're like, it doesn't work. It's easier for them to say I'm allergic. So they start, you know, we need to make the pathway a little more structured so people who need their medication can get it. And people that don't and are trying to mess with the system can't. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.